You, mirror. Pillowy lips, check. Dreamy eyes. I certainly think so. Fair skin, that's a given. But is my hair too curly? Rhetorical question. There's no such thing. Oh, I can't wait. I thought they were told to have you face the door so you could see me right when I saw you. But I cannot be angry. You are here now after all this time. There's that handsome face. Those gorgeous eyes. And if it weren't for that gag, I would be able to see that pretty smile. Oh, you want me to remove the gag? Well, usually I wouldn't, but having you here has me in such a good mood that I'm willing to compromise. I will take off the gag as long as you don't scream. Not that I wouldn't love to hear you crying out because of me. But after so long, I really just want to talk with you. And besides, even if you do scream, nobody will come for you. Don't you think that somebody would have already if they were going to? I mean, just about everyone in the castle knows that you are here. And it is terribly difficult nowadays to bring over a guest restrained with ropes without somebody wagging their tongues. So your best chance is to listen to me. That's a good boy. Now, I am sure that you have many questions for me, but one at a time, please. Where are you? In the castle, of course. How many homes have you been within with such fine stonework and craftsmanship? Well, you are here because I find you very intriguing. And now that I think of it, are you all right? You don't look hurt, but I want to make sure my nights weren't too rough with you. Oh, that's a relief. I wouldn't want them to harm a single hair on your precious little head. What? You don't know who I am? I would say that I am quite the big deal around here. I am the only crown princess to the entire kingdom. But I would like to shift focus from me to you. Ah, are you enjoying the view? And I don't just mean me, you know. I know I do. Do you recognize the area? The homes? And perhaps your little farm? Yes, off in the distance, if you look just right, you can see it. I've lost count of how many times I've sat here and gazed off, dreaming about this very moment. Dreaming of having you here beside me. Huh? Why you? Well, see, that's just the thing. I'm not really sure myself. I've had over a dozen suitors from across the land desperately attempting to court me. And yet none of them impressed me even the slightest. But one day, when I went for a stroll around the kingdom, I passed by so many faces that it's hard to remember them all. But there is one that I will never forget. One that made me stop dead in my tracks and have to take a second look. That person was you. Yes, you. I had to know more about you. So I had my father's spies give me some more information about you. My advisors called me crazy for being so infatuated with somebody like yourself. Someone so seemingly bland upon first glance. But yet, I still find myself drawn to you. What is it about you that has me in such a trance? I'll find out soon enough, and as punishment for keeping me in this state for so long, I have decided to show you what it is like to be in such a trance. Oh, this little thing? Well, it's something I had made just for you, my dear. Breathe it in. Breathe. Yes, a rather sweet aroma, isn't it? As to what it is exactly, think of it as a form of love potion, if you will. It helps release a lovely dose of dopamine into your brain. And with my own personal royal scent mixed within, it helps correlate me with your happiness that dopamine releases. It's quite ingenious, if you ask me. It's going to be all right. Besides, it is already in your system now. It's only a matter of time before it starts to work its magic. So don't fight it. Don't fight me, my dear. Be a good boy and relax. You will love it here. Your family? Oh, honey, it's so cute how much you care for them. But I'm not sure they feel the same way. I offered them money in exchange for you to be here, and they took the first price I offered. Oh, it doesn't matter how much it was, because it was all worth it to have you here. though I personally could never put a price on you. For you are worth everything to me. I guess not everyone is as devoted to their loved ones as I am. You've been so good. I knew my heart wouldn't steer me wrong. Now, I have some official matters to attend to. I will be back soon with some food for you. Another dose for good measure. Keep being a good boy, and I might just give you a treat. Mwah. I'll be counting down the seconds until I get to play with you again. Remember what I said. Be good.